Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
8:23. Thanks for being here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and you can join us every Friday for the Tailgate at Home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting us at The Morning Shift. It's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. All right, so we've got the latest round of college football playoff rankings. They are out at 16. We've got Georgia Tech. Number 4, Georgia. Number 1 is Ohio State. One change. Alabama.
Man, you are on a heater today.
I said it nicely. I'm saying it politely. I'm just observing there was a change.
Yes, there was.
She's just stating the facts, Mike.
What prompted that, I wonder?
I didn't do it. I mean, I'm not the one that put this list out.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Slight tumble.
Yeah, slight tumble down to 10. So I'm curious, Mike, your feelings on this, but if Bama were to lose the SEC title game, would they still be in?
I hope so. So they if they beat Auburn, they're locked in, no matter what happens with A&M. Could be Alabama, which – by the way, ding, it is not set in stone that they beat Auburn and Jordan Hare. There has been very good football teams. I've been part of them. The year we won a national title, we almost lost down there to a very bad Auburn football team. So that's not set in stone. But if they were to win against Auburn, they're going to Atlanta. They would have two losses, one in conference, one out of conference. I have a hard time believing that the quote-unquote 13th data point being a loss would hold them out of the college football playoff picture. We all know that it comes down to who they're up against and who is in that pool conversation. But I think it all depends on how they lose. I think if they were to lose the same thing with, we were talking about Indiana and getting a bye. I think if Bama were to go in and lose by 3 touchdowns to Texas A&M, that would have to be more of an in-depth conversation.
Well, now you're a 3-loss Alabama team and you've lost 2 games by double digits. One of which to a team that is pathetic. And the other would be Texas A&M. So that might knock you out. But you go in there and play A&M close, you might be 12, but you're going to be – you might be playing a road playoff game, but you're going to be in there. You know, you start looking at it, would you rather see an Alabama team who lost an extra game because they played it, or Vanderbilt, with all due respect to Vanderbilt, who Alabama beat when it mattered? I would rather see Alabama because, well, yeah. But that's where it's going to come down. Does the number of You can't, you shouldn't be punished for playing an extra game because you won games. You're rewarded with the extra game because you won and set, you beat a team like Vanderbilt in and team like Georgia to get into that game, and then be punished and allow, and those teams jump over you because you got to play that extra game.
Let me, but I think you're right about the SEC things, but let me throw this one at you because this is the one I struggle with because of last night, and this is a conversation you and I started earlier. If Notre Dame's at 10-2 and Alabama's at 10-3, but they have the 13th data point because they're in the conference, but right now Notre Dame is ranked ahead of Alabama. So they're saying that Alabama's not as good as Notre Dame right now. That's going to make me absolutely sick to my stomach.
Name a win that Notre Dame has that's better than Alabama's.
There's not one, but the committee right now is telling you that they don't care. They're telling you they think Notre Dame is better than Alabama right now. They're both 8-2.
What I'm telling you, their whole goal is to drop. Their whole goal is to lock Notre Dame in and be able to drop them and say, well, we put so and so, or leave them as high as they can so they can keep an Alabama type team in. But Notre Dame is going to the playoff. They're not going to lose again. They're in the playoff. You might as well resign yourself to that fact. Notre Dame will never, never join a conference with this system the way it's set up right now, because there's zero reason to, because they can lose 1-2 games every year and automatically stroll into the college football playoff.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it.
Is Ole Miss locked in right now at 10-1?
Yeah. I mean, if you take care of business in the Egg Bowl, why would you miss? You're 11-1 and your one loss.
No, I'm saying right now, are they locked in, even if they lost the Egg Bowl? Even if they lost the Egg Bowl and we're at 10-2, and that's why I'm trying to match up the teams that could have two losses that Alabama would be matched up against in this conversation. Because you have to be in the top 10 right now,
Oklahoma,
if you're going to go to the college football playoff, because the 11-12 seeds as it sits are going to be the ACC champ and the at-large bid. Here, the group of five champ.
This is going to sound weird, but listen to me. Remember that time that Florida State lost their quarterback and they were undefeated?
Yeah.
And they got suddenly knocked
down?
2 years
ago.
Okay. What if Ole Miss loses to Miss State and Lane Kiffin bolts? Because that could be the difference in Ole Miss getting in.
Oh my God, they might burn his house down in Oxford.
But listen to me. They might say,
imagine that.
But the committee could say, hey, you know what? 10-2 Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin is not the same as 10-2 Ole Miss without.
They can't do that, man. They can't do that.
Let me ask you a question then, because I've been trying not to say let me ask you a question. But I'm going to ask you a question now. Who's going to know? Who's going to know? They don't have to say it publicly. They can just say, well, based on the loss to Miss State, we thought that Alabama, you know, they were very equal footing, but Alabama beat Georgia in Athens. Ole Miss lost, and we kind of used that, and Miss State loss is, you know, kind of equivalent to losing to Florida State. They can make up all these reasons, Mike. Who's going to know the reality is they're like, well, we think it's a better product with Lane Kiffin there than without it, and we don't want a bad product. Because, by the way,
dang,
this is all about TV numbers.
It is. And you know, what's crazy about it is I feel exactly the same way about that Egg Bowl as I do the Iron Bowl. Like, you can have great teams play terrible teams, and it's happened time and time again, and weird things always happen in those games, especially the Egg Bowl.
But it doesn't.
Especially.
But the scenario I'm bringing up is all about if Lane's not there or if he's leaving and they don't think it's a good product. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because I don't think you're necessarily wrong about that at all.
And you know, what's the fate of BYU and Utah? Utah's sitting in right now. You think Utah wins out and they're locked in?
Well, but Utah's not in right now. That's the thing. That's, like I said, you have to be in the top 10 of these projections, because eventually the ACC champ in the group of five, whoever that is going to be the 11-12. So BYU and Utah are looking up at Texas Tech in the Big 12 saying, one of us has got to win the title game.
The Big 12 The Big 12 could be – the Big 12's locked in right now with at least one, maybe two teams. Texas Tech
– Yeah, of course they are. The champ of the conference is going
to
go.
Yeah, but I think if Texas Tech doesn't – if Texas Tech lost to Utah, I think they're still in the college ball playoff.
I agree with that, yes.
That's
they
my
could
point.
Possibly get two in, yes.
But see, what the thing is they have three teams sitting in it. So, yeah, there's a really good chance two of those are locked in already.
Isn't it wild to look at that and then think of the prospect of a Georgia Tech-Virginia ACC championship? Let's just say that Georgia Tech were to beat Georgia but lose to Virginia in that game. Then we're in absolute chaos.
I'm going to need you not to say that because things you say and speak into existence.
No, they don't. No.
Sometimes happen.
No, but I do think that Georgia Tech. I'll say this in front of all of y'all. If I had to pick a national championship right now, it's going to be Georgia. I would pick Georgia right now to win the national championship. I think they are so well coached. They don't beat themselves. And they have such a well-rounded football team in all aspects. I think that they are kind of – I think they're matchup proof. I think that Bama's not matchup proof. I think that Bama matched up well with Georgia, but I don't think they matched up well with Oklahoma. You know what I mean? Like, they can't run the football in certain situations. And I think that Georgia is matchup proof in a lot of different ways. They do so many things so well, and they're so well coached that I think that they are going to play with a level of toughness throughout the college football playoff with Gunnar Stockton that I don't know that anybody else is going to be able to match in those matchups.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm interested to see if when their secondary face a test, you know. And
like in Ohio State.
Yeah. Because Julian Sain's playing great. That's blah, blah, blah. But they're just elite at the wide receiver position. And that's where Georgia has looked. I mean, dude. The secondary has played better. I want to give them credit. They have played much better the last few weeks.
Yes.
But they have not faced a wide receiver group since Alabama like what Ohio State has.
I agree with that, and I think that if it turned into a game where your offense at Georgia could not stay on the field, then I think Ohio State would find some level of success. But I also think that Georgia would do everything they can to play keep-away ball. I think that they'd use Gunnar Stockton in the run game. I think that you'd have to have both of those running backs have good days. And I think they'd try to keep Ohio State's offense off the field if that were the case.
And when it comes to A&M, I know that they had that hiccup last week, but their front seven is still really good.
Stout, yes.
I would like to see. I would be interested to see how Georgia handled them up front.
And that's one of the other reasons why when I look at Alabama, I don't know how well they match up with Texas A&M. You look at that front, and that is going to be very, very tough for them.
Remember the 21 Georgia team? And that was a team that found a way. They were defensively elite, and offensively they found a way. It was like they were hungry, and they just kept finding ways. Defensively, they were unbelievably good. That was
yes.
A historically good defense. They're not historically good defensively, and they're not historically good offensively, but they find ways, and it's they are You know what they remind me of? They remind me of like a – they win games like an NFL team.
Yeah, they don't beat themselves, and they're well-rounded.
Well, but it doesn't even matter how they win. They just – you look at the end of the game, and you're like, man, how'd they pull that out? They won. And it's kind of a Gunnar Stockton-type personality team. I don't think you're wrong is what I'm saying. I think Georgia could – I think we could be sitting here in 3 months, and Georgia could be having a parade in – there would be no reason to be surprised.
No, I agree.
Well, coming up, that winning streak.
See that, Allie? I am friendly to Georgia people such as yourself while you throw stones at me.
I'm not throwing stones. I'm just reporting exactly what is on these college football
friend of the program
rankings.
Friend of the program.
Just the facts, Allie Mack. Just the facts.
Just the facts.
That's right.
We do have to talk about that winning streak that came to an end. I'm full of great news today.
What in God's name are we doing in here?
I know. We'll talk about the Hawks next, and we've got a life of squid.
Could the NFC South be going French? Ha, ha, ha. We'll talk about it next. Morning Show, Sports Radio 99, The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Whatever, do they?
Ha, ha.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.